just in a few moments this morning, you remember the story of the feeding of the 5,000, the little boy with his loaves and fishes that fed the vast multitude when it was blessed and broken by the Lord Jesus himself. You remember the story that we looked at preceding that, the fact that the disciples had gone out into all the villages round and about to invite and tell the story of Jesus, and that the people had come looking for Jesus because that's who they had heard about. I think it's only right and proper to put the story into context, to look at this latter part of the story as well this morning. And I just want to highlight for you four verses, four phrases, four of the things that Jesus said to his disciples and the crowd around and about that puts this all into context for us this morning. Verse 26, Jesus said, "You want to be with me, not because you saw the miracles, but because I fed you." Verse 26. The problem with life is that people place far too much emphasis on the perishable ahead of the eternal. Do you hear that message? We place too much emphasis on the perishable ahead of the eternal, on what fills our stomachs or what we wear. You remember the parable that Jesus told, "Consider the lilies of the field, or the birds of the air. They neither toil nor spin nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father looks after you." Verse 29. In response to the crowd saying, "What should we do?" Jesus said, "This is what God wants you to do. Believe in the one he has sent." We are very active people. And quite rightly so. We are not a gathering church that just worships. We are a church in the community every day of the week. Where you are, you can represent your God, your Lord Jesus. And what we get wrong sometimes is the balance between action and contemplation. We are not within the Salvation Army called solely to contemplation. We are not solely called to action. William Booth himself once said, "It's like the legs of a man walking, faith and action, faith and action, faith and action, like the legs of a man walking, first the one, then the other, first the one, then the other." And so it should be for Salvation Army. Indeed, I would suggest for any Christian. What should we do? We should first seek the face of God and then put that encounter into action where you are, where you find yourself. Verse 32. Jesus said to the crowds, "Moses fed the children of Israel in the wilderness, but it wasn't Moses that provided the bread. It was God who provided the bread." And the message here is that if we need permanently feeding, we need to go to the permanent source. If we need permanently feeding, we need to go to the permanent source. That's where we need to be. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life from heaven." I am the bread of life from heaven. In the temptations that Jesus endured in the wilderness, following his baptism, and at the beginning of his ministry, he realized and he countered the temptation that the devil placed in front of him by saying, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." So it is for you, my dear friends, it is for me. As a Christian, we cannot live without the bread of life within us, without the relationship to Jesus within us. I read just this morning, Jesus is nearly always more concerned that we seek God's face before we seek his hand. We've got to seek the face of God before we seek his hand, before he leads us into a new path and an avenue. We need to seek his face. Otherwise we rush into things without his blessing upon it. Please be careful. And although there is so much here that I could point you to, I point you to verse 67 in this chapter 6 of John's Gospel. The words that Jesus had spoken had stirred the crowd to such an extent that they felt they could not continue with him, with his teaching, and so they wanted to leave him. In fact, many of them left. Of that 5,000 men and all the women and the children, you could see them drifting away because he wasn't going to just feed their stomachs. They wanted a relationship, as God has indicated. And this is a sad and yet, in some ways, decisive question that Jesus posed to the 12 disciples. In verse 67, are you going to leave too? Now please, those of you who are leaving, don't take this personally. All right? When Jesus says, are you going to leave too? What he is saying is laying down a challenge. Not, are you going to leave this spot of ground? Of course not. We're going to move on from this spot of ground. We're going to go to do different things. But are you going to leave the presence of Jesus? And Peter says, to whom else can we go? To whom else can we go? There is no one else that we can lay before you this morning who will feed all your deepest needs and desires than Jesus. To give to you what you need, not what you want. Oh, the wish list. I posted a picture of the place where we stayed on holiday. I've got two people added it to their bucket list to go there already. I hope they got the extra scones in for the cream tea. We can want all these sorts of things, to do this, do that, be there, all these other things. But what do we need? No matter where in the world we are, we have a need to be in relationship with Jesus. If you're not in a relationship with Jesus, can I say to you now, go home, pick up a Bible, they are available online. Pick up a Bible, read the stories from the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. Read about the stories of Jesus. Find out who this man, this God that we worship actually is now. And then seek to follow him. There are many of us here this morning who have made that choice. Bless you if your choice is to seek to follow Jesus. Even if right now at 25 to 12 on the 15th of September 2019, now is the first time you've ever said, okay Jesus, I'm going to find out about you and I'm going to follow you. And you know what? If that's your moment right now, then don't let that moment escape. Let this be the day. Let this be the day, amongst all the other things, that you fix your choice on Jesus. And may God bless you as you start or you continue in relationship with him. May God bless us.